everybody. My name's Jenna, and I'm a 22-year-old grad student right now, and I'm studying speech-language pathology, and hopefully I'll graduate in a few years with my master's. So that's a little tidbit about me, but honestly, I just want to thank you for stumbling upon this. I really wanted to do this podcast mainly for me as a self-reflection and to help myself understand what goes on in this world and what's going on with me, and just a way to self-reflect. And if you have stumbled upon my podcast, thank you so much for listening, and I really hope that through me talking out my various mental struggles and any triumphs or just daily life as a 20-something, I hope you get something from it. You just realize that you're not alone, and everybody has their own set of struggles and insecurities, because I know I really struggle some days, but then some days I have great days, or honestly some days it's a mix of both. Most of the time I'm just a hot mess. And I just really want to be candid and share my story and hopefully help myself and help someone else in the process. But the kind of things I'm going to be talking about, like I said, I'm a grad student and I'm studying speech-language pathology. Most people don't really know exactly what it is, so maybe one day I'll define it. It's late here now and I don't really want to get into all the logistical stuff of it and technical terms, but I'm going to be talking about struggles with school and life in general. I've recently got engaged, and all the fun wedding planning stresses and joyful moments that go along with that, and then just like normal girl stuff in your 20-somethings. I feel like I'm in that awkward stage of people like settling down and getting their life together, and then the people that literally have no idea what's going on or what they want to do. I feel like I'm kind of stuck in that middle ground where I'm still figuring it out and I'm not all the way put together, but I know I'm not. I have more figured out than some of my other friends, which is fine. We all are in different places in our life, and it's just, I feel like there's no set place to be right now. As so far in my few years as a 20-something in this day and age, I've learned it's just really hard sometimes. And you're in this weird place, and you're moving away from home, and you're figuring out who you are and where you belong in this world, and it's hard sometimes. And I don't think people understand that or talk about it enough. I know even just today I had highs and lows and a mix. I've been all over the place, and that's what really brought me here today to really start this and go forward with it. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I've been teetering back and forth on if this is something I felt comfortable doing or if I really wanted to do, but I've prayed about it and everything, and I've just decided good things come to those who really just like step out on their faith and go outside of their comfort zone and put themselves out there. Like how I met my fiance, I may talk about that, do that a whole podcast in and of itself, but how I met my fiance, I just put myself out there with him when I was in a really vulnerable place. And now look at us 4 years later. But I just feel like talking about just everyday things can just, as a form of self-reflection, will just be so helpful for myself and come to terms with things. And I don't know how exactly to talk to somebody face to face with it. It's kind of less intimidating talking into the abyss, I guess. But if you're out there, it's not really an abyss if people are listening, but I just really hope that you get something out of this, just like I know I'll get something out of this, and I just want this to be an open door. If you do somehow stumble upon this, you feel comfortable sending me a message or letting me know if you have any questions or comments, and just or even if you have any suggestions on something you'd want to talk about, or questions on something that I have talked about. And I know I've mentioned faith, and I feel like it's important to include this. I've grown up in a Christian household, and I'm very passionate about it, and it's something that's really important to me, and I'm always here if anybody needs a prayer, or you want it, or positive vibes, thoughts, or just someone to, like, know that you're struggling. I know sometimes it's hard going to people that you're close to and confessing, like, I'm struggling, but I know, like, God is always there for you, and you're never alone, and I'm always here if anybody is to ever need anything, even if, like, we've never met or I don't know you. I've been in a place before where just feeling utterly, hopelessly alone, and now going through those situations, I know I'm not alone, and that God is always with me, and I always have Him, and I have my mom and my friends and all these wonderful people around me, and it's hard to believe I was ever at a point where I felt so hopelessly alone when there were so many wonderful things around me. But this day and age, Satan has figured out a way to really get inside people's heads and really play into those insecurities. I know, like, online, I'm guilty of this too. It's, you're chasing the likes and the acceptance and to be the new thing, the new fitness inspiration, to have these seductive pictures and get thousands of likes, and there's all this pressure to have this persona online, especially on girls. And people can just get lost in all of that and just get to a point where they feel so alone, and, like, they don't even know who they are anymore. And I know I've fallen into traps like that over the past few years, and I feel like I'm at a point in my life where this could be something really good for, not, like I've said, for myself mainly, but for anybody else that may randomly find this one day. I know I seem like I'm rambling, but I just want to lay the groundwork and really get my message out there. This is kind of a self-care, mental health type of podcast, and it's probably not the typical what you would think podcast. I considered making a YouTube channel and just rambling to a camera, but I feel like this, I ain't there yet. It was a step for me to get behind a microphone, let alone a camera, and really express everything and put a face with the words, I guess. And so I'm still hiding behind the online persona and having those insecurities, but maybe one day. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, if you have been listening the whole time, for almost 10 minutes of my rambling. I really appreciate it, and I'll do my best to try and have new content up at least once a week. But, I mean, I'm a grad student, let's be real. Sometimes life gets crazy, and those are the times I'll probably need this the most. But I'm so glad you're here and listening, and I can't wait to share my story and everything with you all. Thank you so much, and have a great day.